TCL 这波广告会不会让它股价大涨呢？
Will this TCL advertising campaign lead to a significant increase in its stock price?
先问大家一个问题啊。
First, I want to ask everyone a question.
你在一尊600年前的国宝级文物身上看到了现代家电品牌的广告。
You saw modern home appliance brands advertisements on a national treasure level artifact from 600 years ago.
你会是什么反应呢？
What would you say?
7月5号
July 5th
中国工艺美术馆呢，展览的核心展品国家一级文物永乐款。
The core exhibition of the China Craft Museum features national level cultural relics.Including a young Valera piece,
鎏金铜
gold-plated copper,
观音菩萨像
Guarnian Bodhisattva statue.
从造像下方仰观时，观音的裙摆和脚踝的区域呢，竟然清晰地浮现出了 TCL 品牌字样。
When viewed from below, the skirt and ankle area of the statue clearly shows the TCL brand name.
9月28日。
September 28th
等现代广告文字看起来呢，就像报纸印刷的画面一样。
The modern advertisements look like the printed images in newspapers.
这可不是小事啊。
It wasn't a small matter.
这尊观音像
This statue of Guarnian
可是青海省博物馆的镇馆之宝。
However, the most important exhibit in Qinghai Provincial Museum is
是明永乐年间明成祖朱棣赐予青海瞿昙寺的皇家造像。
It is a royal statue given to the Qinghai Zhutan Temple by Emperor Hong Taiji of the Ming Dynasty during the reign of Emperor Yongle.
通高 1.46 米
1.46 meters tall.
是目前国内现存体量最大的永乐宫廷鎏金铜菩萨造像。
It is currently the largest existing gilded copper Buddha statue from the Yongle Imperial Court in China.
这是他600年来首次进京巡展。
This is the first time in 600 years that he has come to the capital for an exhibition.
原本啊，展期要到8月31号。
Originally, the exhibition was scheduled to end on August 31st.
发现问题之后呢
Once the problem is discovered,
观众们啊都拍照取证了
The audience members all took pictures as evidence.
随后向馆方反映了情况
Subsequently, I reported the situation to the management.
工作人员核实之后确实是这样
After verification by staff, it was indeed the case.
但因为没有操作权限
But because I don't have the necessary permissions,
现场工作人员啊，没法自行开柜处理。
The on-site staff cannot handle the opening of the cabinet themselves.
青海省博物馆方表示啊，已经留意相关情况。
The Qinghai Provincial Museum has acknowledged the situation.
但具体的原因啊，暂时还讲不清楚。
But the specific reasons are still unclear.
后续将由青海省博物馆派出。
Subsequently, the Qinghai Provincial Museum will send personnel.
具体有操作权限的专业人员赴京对接处理。
Specific qualified professionals will travel to Beijing for on-site handling.
而 TCL 方面呢
？As for TCL.
也第一时间回应了，称公司从未授权或参与在该文物展陈中放置任何品牌标识。
The company also responded immediately, stating that it had never authorized or participated in placing any brand logos on the artifacts.
将积极全力配合调查。
We will actively cooperate with the investigation.
至于 TCL 的股价。
Regarding TCL's stock price,
会不会因这波意外广告大涨呢
？Will this unexpected surge in advertising revenue be a factor?
我看悬啊。
I'm worried.
毕竟这不是什么好事。
After all, this is not a good thing.
可能后续啊是个大瓜。
It might be a big scandal in the future.
也说不定。
Maybe.